here.
We're going to move on to item 7, departmental requests, county administration.
Thank you. Good morning again, Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator. And this item is for a piece of property, a parcel that the county owns. This was part of the property that was originally purchased by the county for the new county jail. As the board is well aware, the new county jail never came to fruition. The county did sell one portion of the property, which is being developed into low-income housing, and we have two parcels left. One of the parcels, which has two ATN numbers, a few years back, the city of Yreka had reached out to the county. They were interested in purchasing the property for a pool project. I brought that item to the board at that time, and the board did support that project. And then the city's pool project never came to fruition. And the city manager reached out to me a couple weeks ago regarding this parcel and their interest in purchasing it for some sort of mixed use or potentially housing project. Understanding that I previously brought this item to the board for the pool project, and before the city expends any funds or dedicates any resources to obtaining an appraisal, which would need to be accomplished before the purchase, I wanted to bring this item back to the board to receive board direction on allowing the city to enter the property for the purposes of an appraisal. That's the only direction I am receiving or seeking at this time. I will note that should we sell this property to the city in the future, it would be one-time funding. Currently, there's no property taxes collected on the parcel since it is county-owned. If it were to sell to the city, or depending on the type of use, there would be no property taxes collected on the parcel. It is zoned as such that it could be a revenue-generating piece of property. And during the last appraisal in 2020, APN ending in 760 was appraised at $103,000, and then APN ending in 580 was appraised at $174,000. It has not been appraised since that time. And so again, I brought this item to the board to seek board's direction before we move forward in any capacity so as not to have the county or the city expend any resources should there be board direction in the future that contradicted that. With that, I'm open to any questions.
I see someone's hand. Are you got public comment on this?
Yes, let me go back to
battery 90%.
Okay, I don't see anyone's hand raised at the moment.
Okay.
Anyone in the house that wants to speak on public comment? Okay, board, Supervisor Urban.
So, question one is, do we have any plans for this property?
We do not currently have any plans this time for the property.
Do we know if the city has any plans? I mean, and I don't know if this is even appropriate to ask, because, you know, privately, any person probably wouldn't ask a potential buyer what their plans are. So I don't know if it's really appropriate for us to ask if the city has any plans. I don't know that it's, but we can ask. What does the city plan on doing with it?
I am not aware of any solid city plans that the city has at this time. But that's just based off of my correspondence.
And is it zoned so that it can be a mixed-use piece of property?
It is currently zoned as in both parcels, or both APNs, my apologies, are zoned as M1, so industrial/manufacturing.
Okay. So it could potentially bring in, okay, let me back up. If it were used as multi-family dwelling, we would not get property tax.
It depends. I will use the neighboring parcel as an example, which is being developed into low-income housing right now. They are able to apply for a welfare exemption, so they would be exempt from paying property taxes on that parcel because of the use of that parcel, and that is what is going to occur on the neighboring parcel.
Okay.
So it depends.
And if it were a multi-use, where perhaps retail or something else were built up on it, then we would potentially get a piece of that property tax back?
Potentially, and it would depend on the ownership as well. Right now, the county doesn't pay the property taxes on it, where it's a government.
Okay. And we'd still benefit from the sale?
We'd still benefit a one-time benefit from the sale. And I'm just talking about property taxes. If there was a revenue-generating operation on there, there's other taxes that could be associated with that.
And at this point, we're not gaining anything from holding onto it.
It is, sitting there as an asset of the county's.
Anyone else? Was out.
I hate to put Rick on the spot. What's this currently zoned as?
It is zoned as M1, industrial/manufacturing, and I have a small description if you want me to read that to you.
Sure.
Okay. So the zone district is intended to serve as the light industrial district, permitting light industrial and manufacturing uses which are not objectionable to the neighborhood, and also allows certain types of commercial land uses, such uses may include manufacturing of electronics and consumer goods, food processing, laboratories, machine shops, tire shops, truck terminal and repair stations, storage warehouses, welding shops, and fuel yards.
Okay. We spend a lot of money developing infrastructure on those properties for its intended use commercially. I'm not in favor of divesting any of those potential commercial properties in the county going forward. That's going to diminish our tax base, and I don't see that. I don't see concrete evidence that the city of White Rica would develop it as such. That's my two cents.
I tend to agree. I mean, it was $250,000 just to bring the infrastructure in after the fact that we bought it. Still kind of rubs me the wrong way. So, to me, we need to, my understanding from the Economic Development Council, there's only two parcels left in the county that are M1, and I think we need to get the best bang for the buck that will generate revenue. It doesn't only generate revenue to the county through property tax. The schools get 68%, and the city gets, their portion as well. So, because of the scarcity of this type of zoning, I think that it should be marketed towards something that would fit that nature. I understand when the pool concept came up, that was a community thing, and the city of White Rica was having difficulty with their own pool. The local transportation commission was helping to offset costs going over, I think it was to Scott Valley at one point, and then I think to Montague to help the residents here have access to a pool. So that was surrounding that decision at that time as well. But I'm for having this marketed for the full potential that it has for zoning.
So, Mr. Crescent?
No, thank you. And how much do we have invested in this property? Infrastructure, and of course, the purchase of the property, and the infrastructure after this.
So the property was purchased for $550,000 or $500,000, and then there was $250,000 invested into the property to bring water and sewer in. I will note that that was the entire property that was purchased for the jail project. This is one parcel of that property. I would need to go back to my records and try and calculate that part out for this parcel. But I don't have that in front of me.
I think that way along land deals, just what the profit would be for selling most recent factors. If we do sell, of course, they're one-time funds.
Correct.
So I think the board's policy, and I would emphasize it as well, is it does get sold, the one-time funds goes towards one-time needs or long-term investments, such as the OPEB first pay down that we've done over the years. That's further down. We put the cart before the horse here. Tax-wise, since it is in the incorporated city, is that correct?
Yes.
The tax breakdown, does the city get a little more out of it than the county does?
I did reach out to the auditor's office since they are the experts on how the taxes break out. They didn't have anything to compare it to right now since we're not currently collecting property tax on it, but we would get a small percentage of that. But my understanding is it would be a smaller percentage than goes in unincorporated areas. But of course, the schools, other local governments receive a portion of property tax income as well.
And if this go into low-income housing, I don't know if you can answer this question, be a question I don't have of staff down the road. Any anticipated services that may be coming from the county or something like that? Is that a broad question or not?
I'm not aware of that. I don't know right now.
All right. So I know, like, no place like home is anticipated those county services and funding, except that we should go forward on that. I kind of defer a little bit. The city knows this needs the most. Of course, this property, there are people knocking on the door right now. But I know there's a way we used to market it in the past. All we could do is put a sign up there. But I think that we could do more now. I understand that we could do more now in marketing there.
Oh, yes. We recently, the county did issue an RFP for a real estate agent, and we are currently developing that contract for a real estate agent. Yeah. And so a real estate agent potentially would be very beneficial in determining what future development would look like on county-owned property, including this parcel and advertising as well.
Yeah, so we're in the past, all we could do is put a sign out there and hope someone called.
Yeah, that's true.
Basically,
yes.
That's all we could do. So the real estate.
Yes, so certainly, yes, sorry, I'm trying to keep an eye on Zoom and this, so I just to emphasize on your point, we would definitely use that real estate agent to our advantage as far as advertising and publicizing county-owned property, including this one, if we were to retain it.
Right. We'll stop there.
Okay. So, well, do you want to say anything further? Is it time to have a chance to speak yet? Go ahead, ask a question.
I'm curious now more about the zoning. And is that true that we've only got a very limited amount of the M1 zone properties within the city limits?
I think the question is it in the city limits?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So how does that look? Tell me.
Just going over this briefly, there's three parcels involved with some mixed zoning, ranging from Res 1 to Light Industrial. One of the parcels is dual zone, right? So it's half, basically half rural residential 1, the other half is Light Industrial. The other two parcels are strictly Light Industrial. Also, I think something else for consideration too is situation surplus lands. I believe the city has the first right to purchase something to look into. But in general, we are very poor with industrial ground countywide, inside the city or not. So that's one of the primary goals of the general plan update, is to try to create more commercial zones for our county, because
give your name for the record, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Rick Dean, Community Development Director.
Thank you.
I'm answering your question.
Yes and no. Maybe. So with the general plan to create more industrial areas, does that include having to create infrastructure, which would cost us a lot of money, or is that infrastructure already there that we just have to create the zoning for it?
Yeah, it would be focused on creating the zoning initially, right? Infrastructure would come as people become participants of industrial uses.
Or in this case, we already have the infrastructure. So it would behoove us not to dispose of the property.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to have an opinion for that. You guys can decide, but that's definitely a rare commodity.
Thank you.
So this is in the city limits. I would remind this board, we bought that property solely for a jail project that did not happen. We invested that money to put that because there was a road project, if I recall right. We didn't want to tear up a new road. Something happened of why we focused on that. My personal opinion is it's tight. If the city has a better use for it, let them do that. I think we're not good at managing property. I'll use the property by behavior health, which we've had a for sale sign. We tried marketing forever. No one's beaten down the door to do something like that. The last thing I need is another headache. Industrial property next to residential, what we're going to be dealing with that. To me, it's if the city can find a better use, I would take the one-time money up front, clear our plate. Again, I remind this board that we bought that solely for a project that did not materialize. I say we dispose of it and move on accordingly. And that's just me, one vote. So whatever the board would like to do.
One more item. The county, as part of their previous actions on this property, we have already complied with the Surplus Land Act. Mm-hmm.
And we have no say on zoning within a city.
Correct.
In other words, we are not going to dictate to the city what that zoning is or isn't going to be.
Right.
Just had a quick question. Mr. Dean brought up a good point. I know there's government law. You said the Surplus Act. If we did decide to sell this, the city would have the first option? Is that correct?
We've already gone through the Surplus Land Act. No, I don't believe they would. I would have to go. It's been a minute since
I looked
it.
Natalie Reed, County Council. And I'll go back and look at, you know, what was the previous transaction, but I believe the parties would have had 60 days to negotiate in good faith, or it may have been 90 days, but my understanding is that a sale was not finalized, and so then the county had the opportunity to sell to other parties.
Thank you.
My recollection was the same as your team, so thank you for
as we have time for a board decision.
Real quickly, just so that we clarify on the property tax issues, it's split. School 68%, county 22% roughly, city 6, and the rest is special districts. And that's countywide, but the unincorporated and incorporated areas. It doesn't change whether it's in the city or in the county. So the other factor is, yes, we bought this for the jail at the time. But we didn't have anywhere else to go with it at the time. There was no other site that was feasible that had, supposedly at the time, the sewer and water hookup. We didn't find out until after the fact that we had to buy that as well. But I think that the total purchase price with the infrastructure and the parcel was right around $500 to $525. I think the parcel was $275-ish. I may be wrong, but I think the total investment is somewhere around $500 to $525. How much did we sell the housing one for that we're still waiting for money on that might be, you know, that was kind of a rough deal too, but
I would need to go back.
Okay, because I'd like to know that, because I just want to make sure whatever we do, at least what we've got in it, there should be some, you know, factor that gives us a little boost, but at any rate, I do still think that it should be, we've never been able to market anything we've sold. County Council's always told us no, it's prohibited. But from what I'm understanding now, it's kind of like we can do that because, you know, we have only done, as Supervisor Christ said, you know, just posted a paper sign for sale in the bushes that was falling over. So
we would certainly utilize the real estate agent to promote county-owned property that we want to, you know, develop or sell, and including this parcel. And from my understanding, this is a unique parcel, and it is developed, well, water and sewer, which is, you know, the county doesn't own many parcels like that in this unique state, which I think is notable.
So I'm going to go back to the piece of property that we have by Behavioral Health, which has had the for sale sign. Probably, to me, is, I would think, would be very sellable. It has not ever happened, right? I mean, we just don't get that kind of inquiry. Again, I'm going to default to the city has a use for it. I think that they're better suited to develop whatever it is. Let's just say housing. Whether it's affordable, low income, or whatever, we need housing in this county. And I don't know why I would want to get in front of that by not allowing them to develop it on that front. So,
one more question.
Yes.
Does the RFP for a realtor override the ability for an appraisal?
No. Okay. No. No, we retained a real estate agent for the county's purposes. And we would not be, as part of this request, we would not be the ones obtaining the appraisal on the parcel.
Okay, so let's get back to the question at hand. The request is for to allow the city to go on the property for an assessment of some sort. So I see two no's that don't want to sell. I'm going to defer to Supervisor Ogden if you want to pursue.
I didn't say not sell, I said we can market it to its potential.
Well, I take that as you don't want to let the city to go on. You're willing to let the city go on there and take a look?
Oh, they can take a look all they want.
But that's the question. That's the only question before us, is to allow the city to go on there and make an assessment.
I think
if follow up, I mean, if there's going to be an appraisal done, why would the city do it, not us?
So my understanding is for if they are to obtain this parcel and for the purposes that they would potentially be obtained for, they need an updated appraisal. The last appraisal was from 2020.
And that did not include the upgrades and infrastructure, though, did it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
That full value?
Yes, mm-hmm. It did.
Okay. So, are we, can I get consensus in the board to let the city go on there and do what they want to do, and we can deal with
There's not an offer currently, correct?
No.
So they're just, fishing basically. So I mean, if they want to go there at their own cost, why would we stop that? But I'm still saying, you know, we should be marketing that to our best potential for return revenue.
Okay, so again, going back to just the initial question, are we willing to allow the city? Supervisor, would you like to make a motion?
I will move to allow that to happen.
Good question.
We'll get to that. I'll second that for discussion. So go ahead.
I'm confused. Why is this before us just to allow somebody to do an appraisal?
So it is.
I mean, what's the point? Unless there's something else following.
I would assume if one is interested in obtaining an appraisal, that they're also interested in potentially purchasing the property. The board had previously, a few years back, had supported the city purchasing the property for a pool project. That was an item I brought in front of the board. Before the city expends any resources or funding in obtaining an appraisal at their cost, and since the potential project is likely to change, I felt it prudent to bring this item back in front of the board to receive board direction before we get further down the path.
Mr. Chair?
Still.
Good. Finish up, Smith.
Businesses do this all the time without the permission of the owner. They do comparables. Still not understanding why this is different.
Based on previous practice of this county administration, myself, bringing items like this in front of the board to seek board direction before we invest or have a neighboring government like the city invest any funding or efforts into appraising the property, I wanted to gain a sense of the board's direction or desires for that parcel. Should the board have a different taste for how they want to proceed with this property, I wouldn't want another entity going out there and just spending resources, and then it's like, no, not going to sell. I felt it was best practice to...
Okay, I understand that. One last question, sorry. Does our permission allow them to have proprietary information that we wouldn't share with the general public as part of the appraisal we did before?
That was not part of the request. No. No, it would include, I would provide documentation that is already public record documentation.
Supervisor Chris, did you have a follow-up, sir?
A real quick one. I'm fine with the recommended motion you have on the staff report. I'm just advised, because you did the right thing, best practices. You could advise them, the board, considering other options as well, just so they understand fully that if they are going to do an appraisal, which they don't, it seems like we're going to vote that way, just let them know, hey, you might want to listen to the recording from the meeting or meeting minutes, whatever it is, just to get a feel of where the board is. So they're going into it and we're being honest with them that, hey, this may be or may not be the breakdown of the board. Thank you.
Thank you.
So this isn't the agenda, it's for action, it's just direction.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So do we need a motion for that?
I'm asking for one. I think with the discussion, it's prudent to have that.
Through the chair, you can provide direction with nodding heads, or you can motion and provide direction.
Okay, so I think we have a motion and I have a second. And I think we'll just go down that path. I don't think it matters materially how we play that out. I would ask that coming back, get the property tax, what we would get on a normal sequence. I think we're going to find out it's not gazillions of dollars. It's going to change the dynamic in this county.
And I'll just add to that, I don't like hearing that, because if you have a $20 million project that goes into a parcel, 22% of that 1% is roughly $44,000 to $50,000 a year, and I'm not willing to kick that out the door, because that's year after year after year.
I think still thinking of the numbers so we can make a prudent decision. You saw how this all played out. There were some bits of information that would have been material to the discussion.
So what is the motion?
Just to allow the city to go on and take a look at the property as far as
provide direction to staff.
It's direction to staff to let the city go on the property to do an appraisal at their will, but there's nothing with a sale or anything else in that motion. Okay,
I think there's also staff time involved.
Not on our part. We're given the direction. That should be
it. There.
But that's not in the motion.
So probably likely staff time would be coordinating with the city providing the requested information at this time.
So it's going to continue to work with the city.
Yes, I would assume that they would request documentation from the county.
So I have a motion by Supervisor Ogren, second by Supervisor Valenzuela, to direct staff to allow the city to go on the property to assess it. Was there addition to that motion?
Not that I know of.
Are we ready for a vote?
Sure.
Supervisor Haupt?
No. Find.
And you said no, correct?
That's what I said.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
I'll be an aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. Okay, let's move on to where are we? Just check. Department of Press 7, we did number 8. We're going to do number 9. We're going to convene as County Service Area 3. We have a public comment. Seeing none. Minute approval. Move to approve.
Second.
Sorry, hang on. And that was for the service area 3
yes.
minutes, correct? Okay. Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Kopsev?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Yeah. We're going to adjourn as County Service Area 3, and we're going to come to item 10A, Board of Supervisors' request. Local emergency regarding illegal cannabis.
So moved.
Stand.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Okay, hang on. Let's go Chris, and it was Kopsev for the second. Thank you. And that was to extend. All righty. Supervisor Hupp.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure. Item B, local emergency related McKinney Fire Burn Star.
Extend.
Second.
And one more.
Okay. Supervisor Hupp.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep. Elizabeth, is people muted on there? Can they hear?
They should be able to.
Okay. I had a comment that someone couldn't hear.
Oh, okay.
Through the chair, I have an urgency.
I'm not going to do that. I'm tired of this one. Bring on the urgency. Okay.
After the posting of the agenda, council was notified that on August 30th, 2023, the Siskiyou County Public Health Officer issued a proclamation of the existence of a local health emergency related to the Happy Camp Complex fire. The Board of Supervisors is required to ratify this proclamation within 7 days and therefore must act on it before the next regularly scheduled board meeting, which board meeting is 2 weeks from today's date. So I am requesting that that item be added to the board's agenda.
So we need a motion to add.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Supervisor Hupp.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
So I believe Rick Ding will come and speak.
Let's do that now.
And the clerk has copies of the proclamation for
them. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rick Ding, Community Development Director. As council has mentioned, Health Officer Aaron Stutz put forth the proclamation for the Happy Camp Complex and more specifically for the head fire for homes that were lost due to the wildland fires. It has to be ratified in 7 days and then reoccurring for due ratification in 30 days.
Move approved. That's what you're looking for.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Okay, Supervisor Hupp.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Keep going. I'm just reading it now. Thanks.
Supervisor Chris.
I'll be aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Thank you.
Item 11, minute approval, A and B.
I've received no corrections for either of these.
Move to approve.
Second.
Is that for both?
Yes.
Okay. Supervisor Hupp.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, we move on to item 12, public hearings. We're going to go on to item A. County administration, we're going to consider secure rural schools funding. I'm going to do a phone call here. Bear with me. So that's the open hearing meeting of staff report.
Good morning, Supervisor. Sharon Lawson, Deputy County Administrator. I'm here before you today to seek approval to spend. We have, as a public lands county, we are eligible to receive Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act funding. We currently have 2 years of allocations that I'm seeking authorization to use an amount totaling $578,382. I have, earlier this spring, partnered with the Sheriff's Office. I know search and rescue is always in need of funding, and that is an eligible use for this funding on federal lands. So in partnership with his office, we have compiled a list of items that they intend to purchase this year, including an SUV, a portable repeater, survival gear, a tough book, a Starlink unit, satellite phone, et cetera, to assist search and rescue on federal lands. And additionally, I have been working in partnership with our county OES and communications to upgrade the Antelope repeater in order to get county command up and running so we can have better effective communications during fires. Other authorized uses of this funding are for training, equipment, and development of community wildfire protection plans. I'm seeking authorization today to use funding to reimburse the county for training, equipment, search and rescue, and emergency response activities on federal lands.
Any reports from any other agencies? Any?
No correspondence either.
Opponents or opponents? Public comment?
None online.
You would think we would have something on this kind of deal. All right, moving on to rebuttals. Neither of that. Do we close the hearing on this?
Correct.
Okay, we're going to close the hearing and discussion with the board. Whether help?
Thank you. We have a tremendous amount of fuels built up after the fires in the western part of the county. You know, in close proximity to a lot of homes that actually survived. My question is, I've kind of lost track of this, but part of this funding was supposed to be dispersed by a resource advisory committee to fire safety councils. Do we have a functioning resource advisory committee in the county anymore?
To my knowledge, we do not. I know that is part of the process, is to present projects to the resource advisory committee for approval. To my knowledge, there is not one assembled right now, so nothing has been presented because none exists.
And just a suggestion, maybe at a future date, Elizabeth, maybe we could write a letter to the Forest Service insisting that they get on the mark and get that done, get those positions before us to get the rack built.
Sure.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Board's wishes?
Hold to approve.
Second.
Supervisor Hall?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsef?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure. Got item B, but I'm going to postpone that for just do the other two first, because we'll probably do a break and then come back to that, since I have a schedule for more time than I have. So let's go on to item C, Planning Division, public hearing to consider two resolutions regarding Williamson Act.
Mr. Chair, I'll be recusing.
Who wants to read the order? Staff report.
Yeah. Bernadette's is in the center right here. Yeah.
Bernadette's here? Come on. Oh,
she goes on her way.
Do you want to go ahead and take a break?
Let's take 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.